Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 30th of July. The US Federal Reserve meets today to decide interest rates. The question is not about policy. That will be unchanged amidst the ongoing uncertainty and chaos of trade taxes and their impact. But the real question is who dissents and argues for a rate cut, and whether any FOMC member can credibly argue for a rate cut without looking like a political puppet of the US president. Of course, one can make an argument for rate cuts. If you believe the damage to economic growth of the highest tariff rate in 90 years outweighs the near-term inflation rise, then of course lower interest rates are entirely justified. But that is not the problem. An economically plausible case can be made for immediate rate cuts, though I would classify that as a risk case, not the base case. But it seems very difficult to see how a US Fed official could voice that case without it being presented to the world as a political stooge's action, even if they sincerely believe what they're saying. And the more they protest their impartiality, the more the media will detect US President Trump's hand tweaking the puppet strings in the background. The initial guess at second quarter US GDP is not going to help the assessment of where rates should be going. This data is largely guesswork. Actual reliable evidence is only a very minor part of today's calculation. The second quarter was particularly turbulent. Democrat consumers had rushed to bring forward their purchases of durable goods into the first quarter of this year, fearing the effects of trade taxes. There will be payback for that, not so much in April perhaps, but certainly towards the end of the second quarter. The trade taxes themselves did not even begin to show up until the June inflation data, and only in a limited number of cases. The 9th of April taxes are really a third quarter story. But the general uncertainty, halting investment and hiring, was certainly there in the second quarter. So all in all, it's a mixed picture. With inventory stockpiling continuing, the net effect is likely to be a positive second quarter on the initial read, but the value of that is more for political point scoring than to actually improve our understanding about the direction of the performance of the US economy. Over the trade battlefield, the now familiar strains of a US bugler sounding the retreat can be heard. Although still dependent on presidential whim, the United States is to extend the so-called trade truce with China, meaning US consumers will be taxed aggressively, but not at unimaginably high levels. Elsewhere, US President Trump has been attempting to sound tough with Russian President Putin over a Ukraine ceasefire. The antagonism has pushed up oil prices a little, but this is so far noise within a range. While oil trades might get excited by such moves, economists refuse to be swayed by this sort of fluctuation. It is not an economically significant change at the moment. Spanish consumer price inflation for July is due. These are preliminary numbers and therefore light on the detail. There are mixed pressures. Bear in mind the global trend to spend on having fun has a positive impact on Spain's summer demand and for prices related to leisure travel. However, the general sense of the coming slowdown in the United States is working as a disinflation force for the rest of the world, and that limits the degree of upside potential that exists around inflation elsewhere. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.